A suicide bomber blew up a car outside a police station in Bakuba in central Iraq this morning, killing himself and at least two others. 26 people were wounded, mostly Iraqi police officers. Bakuba is in the heart of the Sunni Triangle, where support for Saddam Hussein remains strongest. Repeated attacks in the city have targeted Shia Muslims, U.S. troops, and those believed to be supporting them. NPR's Anne Garrels went to the scene of today's attack and has this report.
Witnesses say a 1980 green Toyota exploded outside a police station just as the morning shift was coming to work. Shards of the car sprayed in all directions. It was the second major explosion in 4 days. Police and armed guards at the scene were jittery and angry, desperately looking for someone other than Iraqis to blame. The responses were passionate, if often contradictory. 23-year-old Afan Hadi, a member of the new Iraqi Civil Defense Force, which the U.S. hopes will provide security, had nothing but venom for the Americans.
How are you going
to want me to like the Americans if I believe in 99% that the American behind this operation? They wanna make problems between the Shia and Sunni people, and they're going to make this problem, and they're going to go out, and the people are going to start fighting each other.
But he also justified the attack, citing an edict from Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden made a statement. Says all the policemen and all the ACDs that help the American, it's a law to kill them.
Many in this region resent the U.S. raids and detentions, but some police say the Americans aren't doing enough.
The coalition forces just protecting themselves, no one protecting other people. They don't protect us.
A bystander surveying the damage said if the Americans were to leave, the problems would end. But doctors at Bakuba General Hospital were adamant the Americans must stay, at least for now. An Iraqi investigator, Captain Adam Adel, says the highway police received phone threats after they went out with American patrols. But he says over time, the police apparently became complacent.
Maybe no one notices because it's around 2 months ago, so, and nothing happened to them. 2 months blocked the streets because of the threatening phone call, and today they found a way to get inside and to do it because they feel safe.
A wounded policeman who was just about to get into his patrol car when the bomb went off said he saw the Toyota heading towards the station.
We waved to him to stop, and he smiled to us. We thought that he's one of our friends.
The U.S. military blames loyalists to the former regime for the majority of the attacks, but they also believe some foreign fighters have made their way into the country and may be responsible for suicide bombings. The role of foreign fighters in the Iraqi resistance remains a source of debate, even though a document found on Saddam directed his supporters to be wary of joining forces with foreign Arab fighters. Dr. Louay Mouayed says Iraqis are not suicide bombers.
I don't think Iraqi people suicide, kill themselves. There is no history. But I think now there's somebody from outside, possibly, I think, that needs the situation to be worse day by day.
And here in Bakuba, it is getting worse. The hospital director resigned because of threats. The new director found a bomb in his office. Dr. Mouayed was warned there was a bomb near his car yesterday. Last night, another bomb was reported outside the private clinic where he works part-time.
We live with bombs now. Anne
Garrels, NPR News.